Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. I am Jim Galante here with Greg Pickle. How you doing today, Greg?
Good, Jim. Very good. Even better now that earlier this week we saw the Cowboys hired Mike McCarthy, and I think that's going to mean that I don't know if they upgraded there, Jim, but we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about Penn State.
Ooh, we will talk about that later off the air. Greg and I, in case you don't know it, are both Eagles fans, so anything that's not good for the Cowboys is good for us. Yep. All right. This edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show is brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook app. From odds boosts to free bets, DraftKings has it all. Now, if you download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app, you use the code KSN for a limited time. All new users get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook, it's going all out with their sign-up bonus, up to $1,000. And don't forget, that's code KSN, and get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Of course, you got to be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, and this is in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match. Each of those is up to $500. And your deposit bonus requires a 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Greg, here is what we're looking at doing this fine day in talking Penn State football. We are going to do our season-long stock report. We'll hit the offense first, then the defense in quarter number two. Quarter number three, a favorite of yours and mine. Maybe not anybody else.
That's okay.
But our segment is called What Grinds My Gears. And if you're out there thinking we're ripping off Family Guy, the television show, you're right.
Yes.
We are. And finally, quarter number four, it's time for Ask Greg. That's where we have Greg answer your questions. And guess what? Greg is going to pick out the best question. And that a questioner is going to receive a free KSN polo shirt.
It's a good deal. The best deal you're going to find this week.
That is it. All right. We're going to do the offensive stock report, Greg, for the season. A lot to talk about there. Do you want to go first, sir?
Sure, why not? I think stock up for me starts with the running back rotation. And Jawan Sider and James Franklin, and of course, at one point in time, Ricky Ronnie's willingness to believe in that. Because, you know, there were a lot of us, I think, even on this show that questioned why they continuously played four backs, why they used so many guys and didn't just stick with Journey Brown and Noah Kane. But you know what? Even though Devin Ford didn't have a huge game in the Cotton Bowl, Jim, he did enough, in my mind, to really solidify why this four-man rotation works and why we're going to see it moving forward, because guys were fresh. Journey Brown and Noah Kane were fresh. When they came into the game and when Tyler Bone committed to the running game, they couldn't be stopped more often than not. So thumbs up, stock up to that belief in those guys. It's why they're all going to stay. It seems like Ricky Slade was okay in that game too. And, you know, I think even though a lot of us questioned why they were doing it, they certainly still stuck with it.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm glad you mentioned Ricky Slade, because I believe for much of the season, the Penn State fan base was saying, well, someone's got to go. Ricky Slade's the logical one. If he wasn't one, he was 1A going into the season. And now he is at best 1C. And the last couple games, Rutgers at the end of the season and the bowl game, he came in for one series and he showed very well. And all his quotes after the season seem like he's still a happy camper and he wants to come back.
100%. I think that he was as adamant as anyone about the fact that, you know, he wants to play at Penn State. He loves playing at Penn State. So if something changes between now and the start of the winter semester, I'll be very surprised. Also, did you see, just real quick, stock down to the Cowboys? This is from Adam Schefter again earlier this week, but I just love it. It popped up again. Mike McCarthy McCarthy slept over at Jerry Jones's house, and a source told ESPN that once you stay at Jerry's house, he doesn't lose the guy, which reminds me of the Jim Harbaugh Quinn Nordine sleepover. So there you have it.
I was just going to ask you if Jim Harbaugh showed up at some point for the sleepover.
Amazing.
Well, I'll tell you what. Okay, my turn for this stock report on the upward swing. I'm going to do one just to add on to what you said.
Yep.
I'm going to give credit to the coach of the running backs, Juwan Sider, to not only bring these guys into the fold as a recruiter, but also to keep them happy. All right, now to shift from, I'm going to take another turn here. I'm going to go with Pat Freiermuth, and this might be a little bit recency bias, because I was just blown away with his performance in the Cotton Bowl. Only two catches, but running people over. But he's been good all season. He catches the ball. He runs over people. He blocks. I think we may have expected a lot from him, but I think he's more than delivered. Been fantastic.
Yeah, no, he really has. I mean, this is a guy who, when he was hired, Jim, I think we knew he was going to be a good recruiter, but it was almost like James Franklin in the sense when he was hired at Penn State, right? Everyone said, oh, he's a great recruiter. He can go out and get anyone he wants, and that's fine and well, but nobody was giving him credit as an actual coach, and it's turned out that he's a pretty darn good developer of talent once he gets that talent on campus.
And keep the players happy.
Correct.
That's phenomenal. All right. Who do you have up next on the offensive side?
Yeah, my next one's going to be, we'll get to the staff hires in a little bit, but I guess on the actual front, Michael Mennett for me. I mean, I feel like, especially down the stretch, Jim, he was one of Penn State's best players on offense, and the fact that he was able to really keep a line together that sometimes had Mike Miranda in, sometimes had C.J. Thorpe in, sometimes had Will Fries in, sometimes had Dez Holmes in. I mean, there was a lot of stuff to keep together there, and I thought he played very well. I wasn't shocked when he decided to come back, but I was a little bit curious after the season if he would leave, because I thought he played well enough to go to the NFL. Today he's going to come back, finish his degree, and get one more year of experience at Penn State.
Well, especially after what happened last year when you had two linemen make the decision to declare for the draft when they still had eligibility left, I think it made us a little bit gun-shy.
Yep.
About the offensive linemen. If they had a chance to go, would they take it?
Sure.
Let's go to the negative side now, the stock down on the offensive side. And I want to start with Justin Shorter.
Yeah.
And first of all, let me say, I was probably, even during the season, as big a supporter. I know some people got on him for a couple drops, but me personally, I thought they should have still gone to him. This is a guy who didn't forget how to catch the ball.
Right.
I think it was a matter of confidence, and I would have tried to go to him more often and recreate that confidence, try to build it up again. But for him to not leave the team, but leave the team when he did.
Right. That was the disappointing part to me. I think you agree.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think either one of us will ever hold it against a kid to go in the transfer portal and try and better his situation somewhere else. But to do it the week before the regular season ends, I don't know if we've ever seen that before. We've seen some guys. I think West Virginia had like four guys go into the portal in November. So it's not completely unheard of, but it is at Penn State. I was really baffled by that.
And I didn't see the harm in finishing out the season with the team. I half expected the next day after he announced going to the portal, the next day we would hear, oh, he's already committing to another school, because this was already in the works in the background. But as of today, he still hasn't committed to somewhere else. So what was the harm? It really gives a terrible look to it. Yeah. As if you've abandoned your team.
So one thing I wonder with him is will he end up in Florida, which starts classes this week? I think he has until Friday to get to campus and all that. Will he end up there, or will he go somewhere else? That's the one question we don't have the answer to yet. But, yeah, he is definitely, I think, the leader of the stock down list. And really, I'm going to put the receiving room as a whole in that category, Jim. I thought KJ Hamler was very good. I thought Jahan Dotson was very good. I don't want to go too far without mentioning Pat Freiermuth and Nick Bowers' stock up, and I'm sure we're going to get to that in a second. But Didn't you feel like you were expecting a little bit more from the receivers room this year, and it never really panned out that way?
I expected a whole lot more. I believe we all thought, okay, this is the year Justin Shorter, especially with Johnson having left, there was that role of the big receiver, and Justin Shorter, he had all the tools. We still had that quote last year during the bowl season practice. Trace McSorley said, you know, he was playing so well. I think we all expected him to step forward. And if he didn't, would there not be someone else step up? Someone like Daniel George or just Mac Hippenhammer, somebody. And that just never happened. Before we get out with the couple minutes, let's look at the coaching staff. We did look at Juwan Sider, put him on the plus side, and I know they're now gone, but Ricky Ronnie, Matt Limegrover, let's start with Ronnie. There was never a game where I said, boy, did he game plan well for this game.
Right.
Or, boy, that was a great play call there. Kudos to the guy who's calling the plays. I just do not recall seeing that all season.
There
did you?
There was a couple of instances. I mean, the Maryland game, I think, is probably the only one, but they just absolutely pummeled Maryland. I guess Idaho, too, but does that really count?
No. No, it doesn't.
If you could only have seen Jim's facial expression when I asked him that count,
that was my no look.
That's right, yeah. So, you know, I look at it like this. James Franklin has been very good about upgrading when upgrades need to happen, and I don't want to put the cart too far ahead of the horse because it's really easy to say what you have is better than what you did have when they haven't coached anyone yet, and that's the case with Kirk Soraka and with Phil Troutwine. But I don't know. You look at what these guys have accomplished, and it's just impressive. It's not – you're not getting a former offensive coordinator to become a position coach, as was the case with Matt Limegrover. And I don't want to spend the last minute 15 here, you know, talking badly about Matt Limegrover because I think he was a great guy and a good coach, but they just never took the next step. So I think stock up for Franklin, but the real stock up for me among the offensive coaches outside of Juwan Sider's Tyler Bowen. I mean, you talk about a guy who came in and revitalized that tight ends room. He has an all-generation kind of talent in Pat Freiermuth, but did anyone see the development and progress that Nick Bowers was going to make? I don't think many people were expecting that. He showed up in a big way this year, was very good. That's a rising star in the profession. It's going to be tough to keep him for a long time. And I'm not going to trash him for how he performed in the Cotton Bowl as the interim offensive coordinator. When he did commit to the run, things went pretty well.
Well, it's hard for – I'm sure there was a game plan that did not include running the ball over 50 times. And it's probably a little harder in that first game to adjust your game plan that included, I'm sure, a much more passing than they expected. But the fact is, they got it right. They scored, well, if you take away the one defensive touchdown, they still scored 45 points.
Yep.
So it's hard to be critical of that. All right, that's it for the stock report for the offense. Stick around. Quarter number two, we're going to do the same with the defense.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN to get in on the playoff action. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
With the college bowl games and pro football playoffs approaching, what better way to celebrate than treating your guests to the best in barbecue with the rubs and sauces from 409tailgateclub.com. They also have great gift boxes. And don't forget the famous 409 Tailgate Club Bloody Mary Mix. To top it off, if you go to 409tailgateclub.com, use code KSN for a special discount just for Keystone Kickoff listeners. That's 409tailgateclub.com, and remember to use code KSN.